Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. Dear ones, I know where I am. I always do. Some feel that God is in a closet somewhere. It's a closet that is shielded from humanity, and that no human being is able to go to that closet because humans don't deserve it. That is often what is taught about God. I would like to tell you something. God is in a closet, so are you. You're in the same closet. Your soul is from the creative source. Whatever you call that, that which created you knows your name today as you sit here. There is no separation. That's the premise. Every time I sit in the chair, to let you know that you are indeed magnificent in front of the eyes of God. To some, they don't believe that. We couldn't be. We're already too dirty for that. Let me ask you a question. So many of you are beautiful parents and love your children so much. What if you were going to plan this planet? How does this plan sound to you? Well, we're going to have some children, and then immediately we're going to put them someplace else, and we're not going to talk to them. And we'll make sure that all of the religions on the planet tell them they're not worthy to be talked to, and they'll never know the love that we have for them. And if they don't behave a certain way, well, I'm not going to tell you what's going to happen. This is the question. As a human being, would you do that to your children? And the answer is no, of course not. We love them. To the day of our last breath, we are in love with our children. This is pure love, dear ones. And as great as it sounds, that's only a little of what God feels for you. There was no plan to separate you. You've done a good job of that yourself. When I came into this planet and started talking to my partner, I gave him the rules of Cryon. It would not be a paradigm that he's ever seen before. It would not be a belief system. There would be no membership. There would be no central scripture. There would be no prophet. And the only thing there would be was pure truth. That's all he needed. Because it would resound within the consciousness of humans who recognized it in their soul. I'm going to call the channels today the winds of change. And it's going to center around the Argentinian. Because that's who's here. Indeed, this message will be heard by many later, but this is for you sitting here now. I want to start with a little parable. It's the parable of the forest. We often speak this way so that you have a far better grasp of the actual message, because humans understand stories. It's a beautiful forest. It has a name. I'll give it later. And it's filled with beautiful trees. It's old, this forest. It's been around for a while. And through the centuries, something happened in this forest that is very common to all forests, because all over the planet, humans had decided to take a low consciousness path. This was their choice. This forest went through a great deal. The forest saw conquerors come and go. This forest saw wars come and go. But the forest continued to stand tall. But like so many other forests, there were certain larger trees. And these trees were a little darker than the others. And because they could in a dark energy, they pretty well ran the forest. And decades would come and go. And it just seemed to get a little worse. Those big trees, they always seemed to be the ones that ran things. And they didn't seem to be caring that much about the smaller trees. Even though the forest would renew itself, even the trees that would grow later, the biggest and darkest trees would do the same. You see, this was the paradigm of the time. And it would never change. There was no reason to change until something happened. It was the beginning of a weather change, a different growth pattern. There were things that they'd never seen before. One of them was a new kind of sunlight. And some recognized this instantly. There's a new kind of a seed coming with this new weather. The old trees, they weren't ready for this new weather. Oh, they'll still exist, but they'll never know what's going on because there are new seeds that we're going to plant all over the forest. And these new seeds, when they become mature trees, are going to have a whole different kind of branch and leaf. They're not going to stand alone like the other ones did. These new trees, they're going to intertwine their branches to the other tree. They're going to care about the forest in a way that the forest hadn't seen before, ever. Indeed, the sun came out. And indeed, the seeds were planted. Those around the forest and the farmers knew what was happening. And they would slowly plant the seeds and walk away smiling, knowing that in time, the seeds would grow tall and that the seeds would start to influence the forest. And that eventually, the tall, dark trees would die away. How long does it take to grow a forest? There were some who came back early to see how the seeds were doing. After a few years, they said, "Let's go see." And they came and looked, and the seeds had grown to about a meter. Not very high. Oh, but they were already starting to intertwangle their branches, intertangle. There were those who came and saw it, and they said, "This is never going to work. It's too slow." The name of the forest is Argentina. You knew that. And 2 years ago, I sat in this room in a chair like this, and I said, "The light that you generate is hope. That's going to feed the seeds." And you have. There are so many who today, who are sitting here and say, "Things are not going as we thought they would." Brian, you said if we had hope that things would change. It reminds me of those who visited the forest and saw the trees were only this big. Oh, you must continue this hope. But there's more, there's more. I want to tell you what happens. You see, this is a very different paradigm. I just gave you a parable of the forest. Now that means that there are new seeds growing in the forest. What does that mean to you? There are those in your government, you don't know their name. And they may not be in this room. And they may know nothing about the shift. But they know there's a new paradigm. And they're getting taller. And they're watching. And they're seeing how things work or don't work. You may be surprised. Don't let history tell you what's happening tomorrow. Don't let the paradigm of what's gone on before tell you what's going to happen tomorrow. I mentioned something called the enlightened clock. This is the new paradigm. It has to do with change through integration instead of the alternative. And what is the alternative? Well, in the past, there are those who would say, "Well, the only solution is to burn the forest down. That's called war. And with it comes ultimate sorrow and horror and death and sorrow. And then when the trees start to grow again, the dark ones come back. All through earth, you've seen this. War does not work. It never has. It never will. The integration is what we speak of the old souls that are coming in, representing new seeds. Let me tell you about the clock. The most important thing about the clock, an enormous clock that you might envision in front of you, is that it continues telling time. It's important. You don't want to stop the clock. Because if you destroy it, you start over. You don't pick up where you were before. You have to start over. I want you to ask anyone who's been through a war. So the clock has to keep going. And if you could watch the inner workings of that clock, this enlightened clock, you'd see something interesting. In this new energy, the parts weren't wearing out anymore. New parts were integrating in with the old ones. And through a very long time, without the clock ever stopping, parts were replaced and replaced and replaced and replaced. And then the clock knew it was a different clock, one that would last for centuries. It was a lightened clock, the clock of the light. This is the metaphor for an integrated change. The winds of change are blowing on this planet. Eventually, they will blow your way as well. But listen, not if you give up. Not if you give up. I want to tell you something that the old trees know. When they see they may be in trouble, when they see there are many new trees that are different, when they sense a paradigm shift, they do one thing. They know. They know what stops light. And they're very good at it. Here's what stops light. Fear. Worry. And they'll do everything they can to frighten this planet, to try to take it back to where it was. In culture after culture, and they're going to do it a lot of other places than here. Watch for it and identify it. I'm going to give you an exercise tonight. Some won't like it because it tests your maturity, old soul, because it tests what you believe. But we're going to continue this channel with another one. We're going to talk about the winds of change and some of the wild cards that are being presented on the planet. And that means certain human beings. I hope you've understood this. In this room is the ability to create that wind stronger if you'll continue the hope. And you'll understand that patience is needed to let these seeds grow that were planted in 2012 and before. How long does it take to create the best meal in the world? If you're a cook, you start days before it. It may be only ready to be enjoyed after so much work, but then it's worth it, isn't it? The cook is in the kitchen, dear ones. Patience, dear Argentine. Love is going to win. When? It's up to you. You're still in free choice on this planet. It's important you know this. These things sometimes take two steps forward and one step back. during the step back, don't think you failed. Look at it for what it is. This is the way growth works. You sit in the light. You have the advantage. I'll be back. And so it is.